From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Today, the Justice Department unsealed indictments against three men whose arrest last August led to this alert.
Today, the United States government is raising the threat level to code orange for the financial services sector in New York City, northern New Jersey, and Washington, D.C.
That's Tom Ridge, who was Secretary of Homeland Security at the time. His warning set off months of heightened security. NPR's Laura Sullivan has details on today's indictments.
According to the indictment, Darain Barot, Nadim Tar Mohammed, and Kesar Shafi scouted and plotted to attack major financial centers like the New York Stock Exchange and the International Monetary Fund in Washington. At a news conference this afternoon, Deputy Attorney General James Comey said the men are facing charges of conspiracy and aiding terrorists.
We're here today to announce that three men who are alleged to have conducted the surveillance that resulted in that threat elevation have been indicted by a grand jury sitting in the Southern District of New York on charges of conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction against people and buildings in the United States.
All three men were picked up in a series of raids in Pakistan in August and have been in British custody ever since. The four-count indictment casts Darain Barot as the central figure in the surveillance, having come to the United States twice, once in August 2000 with one co-defendant and again in March 2001 with the other. He told immigration officials he intended to study at a New York college, but he never enrolled in any classes. As far back as 1998, the indictment says Barot was the lead instructor at a jihad training camp in Afghanistan. Comey says the length of time the men spent training and assembling surveillance should serve as a reminder of the threat the country is still up against.
It highlights the nature of the enemy we face, and that's an enemy that is patient, that is spread throughout the world, and that is bent on killing Americans in a spectacular way.
The raids in Pakistan that led to Barot and the others' arrests also led investigators to a cache of intelligence, mostly from confiscated computers. Last summer, when announcing the alert, two senior intelligence officials said they had uncovered emails and videos depicting security procedures at the financial buildings. The evidence included details about the proximity of parking garages, and in one case noted how a nearby coffee shop offered a perfect vantage point for security surveillance. Comey said the plot was still active when the men were arrested.
This conspiracy was alive and kicking up till August of 2004.
Darain Barot is a 32-year-old British national of Pakistani origin, but he's more well-known by his aliases, Isa al-Hindi or Isa al-Batani. According to the 9/11 Commission report, Barot, known then as al-Batani, may have been sent here to case targets by Osama bin Laden himself. The men will be tried in England first, where they are facing similar charges. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.